This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, peace be upon you. One day I was in a mosque in Manchester and I saw the sister next to me through the corner of my eye come up from bending down from the ruku, and then she did this. So I thought, oh my God, I've missed a vital part of the prayer. I need to start doing this. For the next couple of months, after every ruku, every bending, I would do this. Bend and come up, hold my hands here and go. Now, sometimes I'd literally go because I didn't know the words and I was promising myself that in the future I will learn the words. But some of the time, I guess that it was a prayer asking Allah for something. So I would say, perhaps, oh God, oh Allah, please bless me and my family and help the Ummah. Until one day, I was praying at home and my youngest daughter, who was 8 at the time, and she must have looked at me out of the corner of her eye. And at the end of the prayer, she turned to me and asked me 2 incredible questions that stopped me in my tracks. And I'm going to put them to you right now. And these are things that we should ask ourselves in every act that we do for Allah Ta'ala. She asked me, what are you doing, Mum? And why are you doing it? And I was so embarrassed because I had no idea. And all I could say to her with my cheeks red, feeling like a real idiot, was, I saw a woman in the mosque do it. Is that how we learn things? So we must have knowledge and we can't do without it. Because in practice, our happiness in this world and the hereafter depends upon it. Know this, those who worship but have no knowledge can end up receiving more harm from their worship than benefit. Would we learn to drive a car in one lesson and then stop learning because we thought, well, I'm now a safe driver? How many a worshipper has tired himself out in worshipping while persistently committing a sin which he believed to be an act of obedience, or at any rate, not a sin? Maybe we're artistic, we're spiritual in our character. For those like us, the technicalities of fiqh, too complex, too challenging. Prophet Muhammad said, seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. Knowledge makes you aware of what is a duty, what is recommended, what is forbidden, how to perform your duties and recommended acts, and how to avoid what is prohibited. This doesn't mean everyone has to become a scholar. This means knowing and implementing the acts, which we must do as believers every day. It doesn't take long to get to know the absolute basics of the what and the why of the obligations that we as Muslims must do every day. In fact, it's been said by the great scholars of Islam that for a good student, just 2 hours with a scholar or a student of knowledge is enough to really nail the what and the why of what we do. And one day, I promise you, by Allah's grace, you will just wake up in the night and a voice will say to you, go and pray your Fajr. Or go and do a night prayer. That's the aspiration. There's a blessing. There's more blessings to be had. But you'll be having lunch one day and you'll be eating and and the voice will say to you, have you prayed Dhuhr yet? And then the sun will go down. You'll go, oh gosh, I haven't got long for Maghreb. I know it seems like a big ask right now. And maybe you haven't prayed for a long time, and maybe you've never prayed and you're just starting. Put the time in and don't give up. Allah loves the servant who makes efforts. Take one step towards him and he'll come running towards you. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.